This is Festival Notes. Good morning. I'm Chris Moore for Aspen Public Radio, the official voice of the Aspen Music Festival and School. Today is Monday, July 28th, and in 1741, Antonio Vivaldi died on this day. In 1750, Bach died on this day. Two of the most prolific composers of all time, Vivaldi was able to compose faster than his copyists could copy out the parts, and Bach, who wrote 20 pages of music a day on average for his entire adult life, once said, "Work alone praises or condemns its masters, and I therefore measure everyone by that standard." Here's what's happening today. Restless children of all ages are invited to Gotta Move, a free program exploring the basics of beat, tune, and rhythm through stories, movement, and a short performance by Aspen Music Festival and school students. It's for ages 2 to 7, accompanied by an adult. It takes place this morning at 10:30 on the Buxbaum campus. Meet at the administration building. At 6 this evening in Harris Concert Hall, members of the Aspen Music School faculty have chamber music for your enjoyment. They'll be playing the Suite Liturgique by André Jolivet and the Grand Septet by Franz Berwald, a Swedish romantic composer who was generally ignored during his lifetime and then made his living as an orthopedic surgeon and finally as the manager of a sawmill and glass factory. Here's his Symphony No. 4. I'm Chris Moore. Listen at this time every weekday for more Festival Notes, a feature we're proud to present here every summer only on Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale. Thanks for your support of Aspen Public Radio. You can listen and become a member by going to aspenpublicradio.org.